Could you imagine just how disappointing it is to stand in front of your beautiful green pitch, whether it be cricket, football, soccer, whatever sport you play, lawn bowls, you've put a lot of effort and money into, and water, into keeping it green, and someone has driven over it, done burnouts. This is a situation that is facing New Lambton Football Club. On Saturday, they found their home ground at Novo Park a marked mess.
Clayton Harrison's the president of the Premier Group Committee at New Lambton FC. My heart sank for you when I saw the photos of this, though. How are you feeling today?
This is not a new event. We started putting in police reports following Christmas 2019, just because of the sheer volume of these things. And this is the 10th one since Christmas 2019 at either Novocastrian or Regent Park.
10th since December of last year?
That's
right. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sorry, it's 2018.
Okay, so still
12 months.
Still terrible.
Yeah, so in 15 months, you've had 10 incidents. It's almost one a month. How much money goes into fixing a problem like the one you've had on the weekend?
Well, yesterday we had to go out and buy the specific types of soil and also just the labour of people to be able to do it. So to have 25 people there for 2 or 3 hours yesterday just raking, you know, laying dirt, rolling grass, doing all those types of things, takes, you know, it's not just a pure cost of buying things to get it done. The labour cost is enormous. And essentially every Monday morning, whether it be at Regent Park, Novocastrian or Alder Park, we're picking up broken glass, drug paraphernalia, excrement, vomit, cleaning up urine every week, graffiti, and that's all club volunteers doing it. You know, we know that they're council-owned facilities, but we've got a fairly high amount of community pride in those facilities.
Clayton, that's shocking, that description. Okay, so I know that you've put the call out for council to assist. What do you want to happen realistically? What can happen to stop this?
Well, I think the Facebook posts have been growing. As we've been putting them on too, I think last count last night between the connected shares of different people, and we're up just over 20,000 people got involved on Facebook over the weekend. So it's not just about vehicles. This is also about child protection. So like at Novocastrian Park, we've got two sides, Birdwood on one side and Orchardtown Road on the other. Children are out running amongst Birdwood, collecting balls, running out there to their own cars and those types of things. So it's a bit of a two-pronged or a double-edged sword, I guess. We can, by putting up maybe a 900mm fence on Birdwood side, we'll protect against vehicles and bikes and kids running out onto the road. But on the other side, on Orchardtown Road, it's a different proposition because the field is so far from the road. Something like sandstone blocks or big concrete blocks or some sort of bollard system.
So a physical barrier of some kind,
yeah,
Clayton.
That's right.
That won't stop, though, people doing what you were describing in bodily functions on the field, etc. Are you talking about an enclosed, locked fence is the other answer?
Not at all. No, not. That's never going to happen at Novocastrian Park. It's a natural pathway, if you like, or green space between Blackbutt Reserve and the village. So, you know, it's never been on the radar to do that at Novocastrian Park at all. I think we've asked council over the years for this kind of system, and it hasn't been supported. But even closed circuit TV, I think there's privacy issues around putting up cameras and the like. We're at a loss. We don't know what to do with this. It's just taking so much time and effort.
Clayton,
community people away from their families.
Clayton, you'll have the sympathies of sporting clubs and community groups right around the Hunter. Thank you for explaining the problem to us and stay in touch. Clayton Harrison from New Lambton FC.